The performance piece I brought to Paseo 2019 Esequiaqui was called Esequia Madre Tours with La Llorona. This title was a double entendre referencing both the major water source that supplies all smaller ditches, Esequia Madre, as well as the infamous mother of the Esequia system, La Llorona. For this performance, I developed both an embodied persona for La Llorona, as well as an educational tour for her to give, exploring the ecology and engineering of Esequia systems, as well as the local history of the park and cemetery I performed in. La Llorona is a folktale character of the Esequias, but more broadly, she is in many ways the embodiment of anxieties over incomplete control, either over the movement and access to water in the desert, or in addition to anxieties over incomplete control over feminine power and complexity. Water can easily be life-giving or life-taking, not unlike femininity. Man-made structures like Esequia systems are highly effective at directing the flow of water, but not at controlling its power and unpredictability. Similarly, you see a figure like La Llorona who bucks cultural confines intended to limit her expression of feminine power. And I use man-made deliberately here, as these man-made cultural structures are strong enough to push back hard against her, but not strong enough to determine her actions. Performing La Llorona was, in a word, very tiring. She, as a character, carries a lot of pain, an unending legacy of loneliness and rejection and guilt. And she's also very young as 14 in some telling. So she carries this agony with her without the age, wisdom, or social support to really process it. Though I specifically structured her costuming and mannerisms to be a little funny and campy and approachable as to not scare people, there were still parents that clutched their children in my presence, children that chased and harassed me, which is part of being a performer, but also really added to the heft of carrying La Llorona around. Though, of course, the overall reaction of festival attendees was very, very supportive. The moment that meant the most to me was just after my final tour on the last night of the festival. I was cleansing the path I had taken with a bundle of burning lavender. I had wrapped in thread bearing milagros of two children and a sacred heart. This wasn't necessarily visible to attendees of my tours. It was more for myself as a characterization and, symbolizing the two lost children of La Llorona, as well as the heaviness of her heart carrying that around. And though I had used the same bundle of burning lavender to symbolically cleanse the attendees of my tours, they hadn't necessarily seen the milagros. So I was cleansing the area during which a young girl was tentatively following me. And as I completed this limpia, I turned to her and handed her this bundle in milagros. This was my final act as La Llorona, which was completely unplanned, but felt very fitting and meaningful to be passing a literal torch to a young brown girl who seemed to be about the age that I was when I discovered La Llorona, to give her strength and light her way on her journey to processing these really difficult histories and stories.